know, when I was a latchkey kid, my sisters as well, and we came home one day on April 1st, April Fool's Day, to a note on the door from Mom that there's a big chocolate cake in the fridge and we're welcome to have some. And, of course, we went running to the fridge and, yeah, big note that said April Fool's. Not fun, Mom.
Oh, someone wants in. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty fiendish. On April 1st, we'll have to tell about our favorite pranks that we pulled or that were pulled on us.
Oh, I can't wait. Good stuff. All right, thanks for coming back, Bruce. You have a great day at 73. Well, there is someone there trying to make it in, but not quite making it. You want to try again? Oh, look, I actually marked my spot here, too, so I know right where to pick up. Victor Alpha 7, Lima Echo Tango, Hiroshi. Victor Echo 7, Lima Oscar, Pedro. And it's the bottom of the hour, 10:31. This is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. My name is Randy. This is the Rainbow Country Net for Wednesday, November 5th. Not sure if the reflector went down or not.
Good to 11.
Oh, that's right. They changed it. Okay, good stuff. Let's see. No Pedro, so let's go Victor Alpha 7, Mike Hotel. Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. This is Victor Alpha 7, Mike Hotel. Mike. And windy, rainy, all that good gloomy fall weather stuff. And thanks for taking my check-in, and hope you have a great day, 73.
Yeah, it's a bit blustery. Those trees are starting to dance around outside here. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day, 73.
Recheck.
V7, Mike Tango X-ray, go ahead with your recheck.
Yes, we did have a Red Apple in Burnaby, and it just closed down after 30 years this weekend. For Tango 7, Mike Tango X-ray.
Oh, really? Oh, never heard of them. Well, that's too bad. It sounds like they had the Bueno Minis and wagon wheels as well.
I didn't frequent it, but I do recognize it's legendary.
Well, too bad they're gone. All right, thanks, Gerald. Let's see, Victor Alpha 7, Mike Lima Bravo. Good morning, Paul.
Victor Alpha 7, Tango Whiskey Lima.
Victor Alpha 7, Tango Whiskey Lima. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Randy and all on that. Sorry, got to step out of sequence here. Got to step out the door. It's raining here in Magda Bay. No wind though, which kind of makes it kind of pleasant, I guess. And I enjoyed listening to yesterday's talk about candy. And it is good to know that dark chocolate is healthy. I find it goes good with a little bit of red wine. But anyway, I'm off out the door, and I'll say 73. Talk with you later.
Yep, good with graham crackers and marshmallows melted over the fire as well. Thanks for playing, and 73. Victor Alpha 7, Mike, Quebec Delta. Mike.
Morning, Randy and everybody on the Rainbow Country Net. I was just getting over the talk of the candies and chocolate yesterday, and I turned on the radio, and I hear... it's starting up again, which is fine. I also wanted to say something about what a lot of people are saying. So, being a retired frugal person, I do often visit the Dollarama dollar stores, and every time we go in there for something, I always grab an Island bar from the chocolate section before I pay, and they seem to be pretty good. So check out the Dollarama dollar stores. They do have some good selection of chocolate.
They do, and they're a little bit better priced than most of the other areas for your chocolates, your candies, and also your pop if you're into Coke and root beer and all that sort of stuff.
Yep, absolutely. For sure. You know, we don't usually just go we just go in there to browse stuff if it's a seasonal thing, but yeah, I got to grab my chocolate bar on the way out. It's got to be an Island bar, which is a coconut. It's a chocolate-covered coconut bar, which is, I don't know, not everybody likes coconut, but I seem to like it.
I like the Island bar, yeah. I'm a fan of coconut, and the nice thing about the Island bar is just stuffed with coconut inside, basically just coated with a little bit of chocolate. It's delicious.
Absolutely. Anyway, I'll let you go back to the roll call. This is VA7. Mike, Quebec Delta, monitoring.
Good stuff. Bounty is another good coconut bar as well. Thanks, Mike. 73, you have yourself a great day. Victor Alpha 7, November Alpha Bravo. Ian. And as always, folks, more than welcome to jump in out of sequence any old time. We're going to give a shout-out to Brendan, Victor Alpha 7, November Romeo Charlie.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Bravo.
Morning, Rob. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Bravo.
Good morning. I thought I'd take you up. Jump in anytime because I got to run out the door here as well. 73 to you and everyone on net. VA7ROB.
You are in and out. Thanks for coming by, Rob. 73. Where was I? Let me break for a second. Oh, I flagged it. Good stuff. Okay, so Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo. Good morning, John.
This is Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo, John here, and good morning, Randy, and all on net. Back to you.
Morning to you as well, John. All 4 days this week, you've got a 94% probability of being there. Thanks for the support, and 73. And Victor Echo 7, Oscar Lima Bravo, I think also now known as Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Zulu. No, Jason, I know we caught Paul mobile yesterday. Victor Echo 7, Papa Charlie Alpha.
You know, I almost went upstairs for a coffee and went, shoot, I better get back down to the radio. I'm not sure what the question of the day is. It's not about chocolate again, is it?
It wasn't my fault. I started it yesterday. I take full blame for yesterday, but no, just lots of people chiming in on the question from yesterday. No particular question today. Open mic, anything you'd like to talk about, please stay away from chocolate.
Oh, I love chocolate. Yeah, I gave the idea, go to Shoppers Drug Mart, it's all half price. So I got 100 candy bars for, I think it was $12 or something. So, yeah, and I was down at the Vampire early this morning giving blood, just you know, medical testing stuff. So in and out, just took about 20 minutes. So we're all good, and we're home having nice hot coffee now.
Oh, yeah, and it reminds me, I have to do that. I got the form in the mail from my doctor for the annual go in and give blood and let him poke and prod at you. Thanks, Paul. 73, go get that coffee.
Thanks, buddy.
Victor Alpha 7, Papa Delta. Good morning, Antonio. Victor Alpha 7, Papa Foxtrot, Papa. Good morning, Bill. See if my namesake is there. VE 7, Papa Golf Echo, Randy. Victor Alpha 7, Papa Oscar Charlie. Good morning, Ian. Victor Echo 7, Quebec Mike Charlie. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Yeah, I was oversteering, or Victor Alpha 7, Quebec Mike Charlie here. I was oversteering this topic conversation. I'm sure everyone's tired of it, but I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, so I kind of want to chime in on that. I do really like the After 8 mint chocolates and the Purdy's coffee almond crunch. Those are pretty good.
Both excellent choices, and yeah, Christmas is coming, so we're going to start seeing those After 8 mint bars. Those are really good. They don't last long here.
Yeah, I really like the minty chocolate ones, but those brands specifically, those are the ones that I tend to go for. Also, I wanted to do a little announcement. I'm going to be running the evening net on November 11th. It's going to be my very first net. So it's going to be the check-in and chat on the RPG at 8 p.m. Next week, if there's anyone who wants to be my very first check-in.
Oh, you bet. Now, you said November 11th. That's a Tuesday. I thought the check-in and chat-net was on Sundays and Fridays. Are you sure it's on the 11th? Okay, good stuff. Well, I will be there and endeavor to be your first check-in.
Yeah, excited to run it. Yeah, I'm going to first one, so maybe there might be a lot of like errors and I might be kind of slow at it, but yeah, I'm excited.
Well, you've got a very supportive community for sure, so I bet you're going to be a superstar. And with any luck, who knows, maybe you have Johnny there helping out a little bit as well.
Yeah, we need to bring
I got to tell you, Michelle, that last transmission was just full of static. I got nothing.
Oh, yeah, it's raining here, so I think that's interfering. But I just said that I got to help him out with his first net, and watching him run it gave me some courage to do it myself.
Good stuff. Well, listen, based on his first net, you might be better off without his help. Hi, hi. 7-3, Michelle.
Oh, no. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking my check-in. 7-3, Victor Echo, 7, Quebec, Mike Charlie.
And I'm just kidding, Johnny did a wonderful job, and your transmission there cleaned right up on those last two transmissions. 73, you have yourself a great day. Victor Echo, 7, Quebec Uniform. Good morning, John.
Victor Echo 7, Quebec Uniform. Good morning, Randy, and everyone on net. Well, it looks for the weather, it's going to be an indoor day today. I'm not quite sure what it's going to bring, so back to you.
Yeah, it hasn't really started to brighten up much here. Not a lot of rain, but it's just dark and gloomy. I've got you, John. Thanks. 73.
73.
Q Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo. Good morning, Ryan.
Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo. Good morning, Randy and all on that. Not much for me today. I did have a couple candy bars yesterday, small ones from leftover Halloween. But other than that, not much else going on. Thanks for taking my check-in, and thanks for taking that in the last couple days. Everybody have a great day. 73 Kilo 7 Romeo.